got that nerd rage. Nerd rage. I got that nerd rage. Nerd rage.
From comics and games to movies and TV, this is the Nerd Show on 1310 KFKA.
Nerd rage.
Nerd rage.
Now here are the nerds.
Happy Nerds Day, everyone. It is Scott, Eric, and Micah behind the glass. Mr. Nick is out on assignment this week, and so he is not here, but we also know Darthus Pincus. He's out today, but the rest of us are all here. Micah, you want to cue us up?
Yes, a.k.a.
Darth Monger.
Darth Ambivalous. Darth.
Yeah. There we go. Eric, how are you doing?
Darth Blue Suede Shoes, you're wearing a very shiny shirt.
I am. It's fun.
But it's not a blue suede shirt. It's like a shiny red and black thing.
In the lights in certain bars, I look like a disco ball. And it's kind of fun.
Aren't disco balls like silvery?
Yeah, but this kind of shimmers the same, so.
Okay. It's you're disco very ball-esque. Shimmery. Maybe we should change you from Blue Suede Shoes to Darth Shimmer.
Oh, I like that. Darth Shimmer. You're going to have to work on that. We'll come back in the next segment. Maybe Michael will have us a Darth Shimmer.
Well, I might actually participate in this one.
I like
Darth. Blue Suede Shoes.
Besides, I like that one better.
Fair enough. Well, we had a pretty interesting week when it comes to TV shows. A lot of stuff is starting to wrap down, and we saw the season finale of both Picard and The Mandalorian this week. And I thought one was more exciting than the other, and strangely enough...
I wonder which one that was.
I think Picard was more exciting than the end of The Mandalorian.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed The Mandalorian, don't get me wrong.
I thought you were going to say that The Mandalorian was more excited. It did kind of peter out towards the end when they were like, well, this is going to be a very, very long, dull, wrap everything up with hugs and kisses and high fives ending.
Yeah, I was expecting more.
Yeah, I was too.
A bigger reveal or something.
Just something that was a little bit more interesting, exciting. I felt like...
Were you expecting a Darth? Or a general?
I was expecting
or another
Thrawn.
Name?
I was expecting Thrawn, and I...
We were all dethroned there.
We were, and I was disappointed in that, because I felt like that was a great way to tie it into Ahsoka, because we'd already gotten the drop that Thrawn is aware, and we've got Pelion that's a part of the Shadow Council, so it would have made sense. And I actually would have liked it even more had Thrawn shown up and helped... the Mandalorians retake their planet and actually put down Moff Gideon. I think that could have been a better story. But we didn't get that.
No, we didn't.
No. We got the Super Commandos. We got... Eric, you've got this wait, what?
I still think it worked.
It worked.
Yeah, it worked very well. But I feel like you're being very Micah today. You're being very, well, this is not good and negative and... Blah,
that
blah.
I'm being very Micah today?
Yeah, you're being very Micah.
I just feel like that there was a lot of stuff that was left on the table that they could have done that they didn't. Now,
I wish it was a little bit longer of a fight. It kind of ended too quickly. Not the fight with the red dudes, whatever they're called.
The Praetorian Guards?
Yeah, the Praetorian Guards. That was an excellent fight that I want to say it was perfect.
Yeah.
We could get into that later. But the way it was handled, I kind of saw it coming, but it was great.
Yeah, I liked that fight a lot.
I think it was very good. It was very similar to the previous week's episode when we had Paz Vizsla go down, and it took three Praetorian guards to take him down, and Grogu would have been killed if it weren't for Din Djarin saving him at the last moment, which I kind of liked, but I also liked how... Grogu was able to use the Force and kind of help out in the fight in a number of ways. So that was good.
It would be very helpful with all these complicated names if when Disney Plus would like have Din Djarin says this. Because then I'd remember, oh yeah, that's what this person's name is.
Oh.
Do you not watch with subtitles? Mine
I do
does
watch
that.
With subtitles, but mine doesn't.
Oh. Mine does. It shows the name every time.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine shows it on occasion. So it's like the first time you're, especially with the helmeted characters, you get it.
So I wonder if there's like an extra setting.
There could
be. There's like a dumb setting, a smart setting, and then none.
I want a setting like Amazon Prime has where it just tells you a list of every character currently on screen.
Yep.
That was fantastic.
Love that. Yeah, those are nice.
Because every now and then, I will pause it and go like, "Who? I've seen that actor before. Who is it? Oh, I have no idea who that person is. I was wrong." Happens all the time.
There.
Yep.
It's weird. Every actress kind of looks the same to me. I don't know if it's Hollywood just casting people that look like each other or if I have that weird face thing that Angelina Jolie's ex-husband has. Whatever his name is.
Okay, then.
You're laughing, Swader. What's his name? You got to tell me.
Brad Pitt?
Yes, that guy. He's got like this thing where he can't recognize anyone's face. It's like an actual rare medical thing.
Okay.
Interesting.
I think the fact that we are going on so many different tangents really reinforces the fact that The Mandalorian's season finale was not mind-blowing.
That or it's all the painkillers?
I don't know.
I think it's the painkillers.
It could be for you. I'm not on any painkillers, but I appreciate the idea that it could be. But, you know, we had some good elements. And again, I was a little bit disappointed because there was none of the reveals. We kept trying to figure out, okay, who's the other spy? Is it the armor? Is it Axe Wolves? And it was nobody.
Yeah, you guys got me all suspicious of the armor, who's my favorite character. Yeah. And I'm like, damn it, she's my favorite. Oh, no, she's still my favorite character.
And she's still awesome. And I love that. And they did a great job with that. And
how dare you make me doubt her?
Oh, stop it. You're fine. But we had that. And we also, you know, weren't sure what else was going to happen. And we, you know, we lose the Darksaber altogether. That's a little interesting without the Darksaber. It's like it got destroyed. So
she can make another one.
I don't know if she can.
I want her to make a double-sided one.
That
you could like take apart and just, or cool. Daggers.
Yeah. I don't think that she's got that technological capability. That was kind of the whole element and aspect of the Darksaber initially, that it was not something that could be easily built or created or replicated. So
they don't have a Star Wars YouTube?
I'm sure they do.
Yes, they do.
I kind of like that it was destroyed because that alone signifies moving into a new era of Mandalore where they're not tied to a relic because they're actually uniting as a people without that as their basis.
Agreed.
So it is starting the entire new era, which is part of their prophecy, as mentioned originally in the Book of Boba Fett, it was mentioned. And that kind of signifies the end of this era and the beginning of a new one.
And now they can build their own relic, their own symbol.
Yeah, if they need one.
You know what? Maybe that's what the armorer is going to do now. Maybe she won't build a lightsaber. Maybe she'll build some kind of large, cool gun. That whatever that guy, the big dude who died
Paz.
In the last one. Yeah, Paz Gas. That guy.
No, Paz Vizsla. And that was his son at the end of the season finale that took the creed and acknowledged it. That was Ragnar. So we got a
Ragnar
little bit
Rock.
Of, yes. Oh my gosh. Mike is in rare form.
Coming.
I know. I think because Nick's
should
on assignment,
me,
I feel like he's a little bit like over the top today. We're getting more Micah than we normally do, which is okay.
I hurt my back. I hurt my back like standing up. So basically, it's the most mundane way to hurt yourself. So my back's just been getting worse.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, guys.
That's all right. But again, it was a good season. I think we're set up for season four. I keep hearing that there is going to be a season four. I don't know that I've seen anything formally from Lucasfilm saying that.
I haven't seen it either, but IMDb has it 2019 to, and then nothing else.
To nothing. So they haven't identified the closure of that. So I think we're going to see another season of that. See at least one season, maybe two of Ahsoka. And we've talked about, and we talked about it last week with the whole thing at Star Wars Celebration, that Dave Filoni is going to be doing a live action film that is going to wrap up everything that's kind of going in the Mandoverse, which is the Ahsoka series and the Mando series and the Book of Boba Fett and anything else that comes up. So I think we've got some good opportunities to see some things coming down. I was just a little bummed that we didn't get a little bit more I don't know, meat and potatoes for the last episode.
Well, you can't always get what you want, but you find some time.
You get what you need?
You get what you need. Did you need this episode?
I definitely needed the episode, and I need more of those episodes, so that would be good. And I still enjoyed it. Regardless of anything else, I still enjoyed it. I still think it's a good series. It's a great story. I just was looking for a little bit more action. I felt like that the lead-up to it with the last two or the next-to-last episode was far more exciting and tension-filled than the season finale. So
was the ending a little too dull for you? Because it just kind of ended.
Yeah, it was, and then
it felt like it should have been one of those series finale episodes, which is why I had to go on to IMDb at the end and check and see, is this the end of everything?
Is this really the end of it? Yeah. No, I agree. And, you know, we got IG-11 back, which was not a surprise. We kind of figured we'd get that towards the beginning with everything else that was going on. And we've got, you know, Din Djarin becoming a true bounty hunter, and we know now Grogu has a full name, Din Grogu, so that's kind of how that works out. But
and he's been adopted.
He has been adopted, which is kind of an interesting thing in the Mandalore culture, and it's a good thing.
Part of that new era. That
it is.
The armorer kind of accepting it.
It's a good thing. Cool. It is. So we'll stick around. When we come back, we'll talk about other nerd things that are coming up in the next few weeks, and we will see you shortly. Welcome back to The Nerd Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA, Northern Colorado's Voice, coming to you semi-live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. I almost said Albert. I realize that that's not it. So I'm trying to get all of the different drops and elements and things I need to say into one phrase and one intro in it. I shouldn't do that.
You could write it out.
I could, but then it wouldn't feel as natural.
But then you wouldn't screw up as much.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. So,
unless you're really bad at reading. If you're really bad at reading like me, then it's...
Yeah, then it wouldn't help anyways. So, well, we were thinking about other things that are going on in the pop culture world. And one of the things for me, and we talked about it a little bit a couple weeks ago, is that this weekend, if you don't have your tickets already, you can still get them. I think it's AMC primarily is the only theater that's showing it, but they have the 40th anniversary of Return of the Jedi on the big screen. So, and I don't know if it's just this weekend or if it's going into the following week. I know I'm going to see it Sunday. So how about you, Sweater?
I don't have any plans to see it, unfortunately. I would like to.
Okay.
Are you going to wear your suit?
No.
Was it a snowtrooper suit?
It is a snowtrooper outfit, but that was in Empire Strikes Back, so it wouldn't fit with the film.
So would people be offended if you went in a snowtrooper suit?
Not really. They would just kind of wonder why, because it's the wrong film.
They'd say, wrong film.
Yeah, they'd probably...
Fake Star Wars fan.
Yeah, they'd throw like vegetables at me, and they'd, you know, throw me down the steps and spit on me and call me names or something.
They would just throw a tomato at you and you'd fall down the steps, because that's what happens to anyone who's wearing those suits.
Not in Empire Strikes Back. It's why it's my favorite film. The Empire wins the Battle of Hoth. They run the rebels out of there. They pretty much win that battle.
So basically all they should do is fight on snowy terrain. They can't win in any other battle.
That is correct.
As a matter of fact, I was thinking about it. I was watching Mando, and I was thinking about it. I'm like, these dudes are, it doesn't matter what kind of metal they have, they're all going to die because they're all wearing generic suits.
Yeah.
Just paint them different. Paint them different, and they'll survive. Like, paint that one green, that one red, that one orange, that one blue, and... Oh, my goodness. Several of them are going to survive. But if they're all the same color, then they're going to die, because it looks cool when they die.
So what you're saying is that the clones had something going because they all went with different colors and different livery and everything else in order to mix up their color schemes, and that's how they survived the Clone Wars.
Maybe.
And then the Stormtroopers kind of, yeah.
I'm saying if they knew what movies were like, if they were able to break the fourth wall, they'd go, maybe we should all wear different uniforms because it doesn't look as cool killing a bunch of differently uniformed people.
Fair enough.
I'm going to wear blue jeans and no armor. Ha! I survived this explosion.
It's a lot harder to identify your enemies when they're not all wearing the exact same bright white suit.
Yeah.
If it's just some guy in the street, you'll never know.
And you know what? You have technology. All you have to do is like put like some little tracker on you. You know those laser guns, laser tag?
Yeah.
Just something like that. Not the guy you want to shoot, not the guy you want to shoot, not the guy you want to shoot. That guy.
It would definitely work, Mike. I think you could completely rewrite Star Wars, and it would be a much better saga if you were using those logics.
It would be much more scientifically accurate and boring.
Sure. That could be.
And the ships would all look like Star Trek ships.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Oh, yeah. Star Trek ships are way better looking. I'm sorry, guys, but they are.
And every space battle will be completely silent.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's really how science works, and it would
be. Well, no, because that's true. It's true how that's how science works, but I do want my explosions.
I do, too. I didn't like gravity because it was too scientifically accurate. I'm like, give me some sound.
Yeah. But it was really good.
Yeah.
I thought gravity was really good.
I did not like
it. And I think the fact that it was so realistic is part of what made it that. But that's for another show, because that's not a science fiction show.
I don't like gravity right now, because right now it's causing a lot of pain. But maybe in a few days, I'll like gravity again.
It keeps me grounded.
Okay.
Well done, sir.
Well, trying my best to pick up a transition from that. I actually went and saw The Covenant this weekend, and I was shocked because there is a secondary character in the film, and he goes by that name Parker, but it's Anthony Starr from the Boys, and he plays Homelander. And it was interesting to see him in a not insane, crazy, psychotic character. And, you know, it was his voice that gave it away because he had a very different look. He had a scruffy beard. He had brown hair. You know, and between the eyes and the voice, I was like, I know that guy from somewhere. I know where he is. And then as soon as the show was over, I said something to my buddy who was watching it with me. And the lady next to me, she goes, oh, yeah, it's Homelander. That was the only reason I had to get my phone out in the middle of the movie to check on that. I'm like, are you kidding me? Wait till the end. But anyways, that was it. And so it made me think about that. We have a third season of Homelander coming sometime soon, or of The Boys, I should say. Right. And apparently was doing a little bit of research, and the third season apparently leaves Homelander even more powerful and messed up than ever, which I'm not even sure that's possible, but it is.
Well, I'll admit I'm not fully caught up on The Boys yet, so
Well,
I think I've only watched one season.
Yeah, let's just say the second season ends with him basically taking over everything, and he's got his son who joins him, who it's sort of his son, but it's Carl Urban's son, it's actually Homelander's son, but Carl Urban had been raising him as his own, and everything else, Billy Butcher had been, and then this guy starts yelling stuff and throwing things at Homelander, and Homelander pops his head with his laser, and his son just kind of looks at him and smiles like, so that's how we roll, and it was pretty diabolical.
And then season three changes as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a well-written show. It really is. I think I have what makes the first season on graphic novel, but I haven't read the whole thing. And I don't know how far it deviates from the book.
Yeah, I don't know either. I've never watched the...
It's kind of a really cool response to Marvel and DC, and It's actually, I would say it's probably more accurate to what superhumans would be in real life.
Oh, agreed.
There's no way you'd have a normal Captain America who loves everybody. I mean, maybe if he started out as a good guy, but someone born from as like Homelander, raised to be a hero from a child, would not be a hero, especially if it was, you know, by a company wanting to make money.
Well, and I think it's interesting that you say that, and I believe that the whole premise of Captain America versus Homelander is actually in what you just talked about. If you remember in Captain America, the whole concept was that the serum was designed to take and amplify the elements that were in the subject. And so you had Steve Rogers, who was, you know, he was the little guy, but he always stood up for everybody. He believed in America. He believed in all those things. And it made him even more so that. And it was as an adult. I mean, he took the serum, you know, when he was in his late teens, early 20s. And that's what made him Captain America. And so all the things that he believed in the country and the US of A and all those other elements got exemplified. Change tactics, and we start talking about Homelander.
What does Homelander believe in?
Well, but he's been raised since he was an infant that he is the most powerful human on the planet.
Yeah, but he doesn't really have any beliefs of his
own. No, he doesn't, because he doesn't need to. I mean, it's sort of like they pander to him, and they're like saying, hey, we want you to be great and wonderful, and he realizes, I don't have to be any of these things, and I can just play for people's admiration, but at the end of the day, I own them all and I am more powerful than anybody else. So I think it really shows what I think would happen if people had that power given to them at birth, or they were born with it and were able to grow up and realize what that meant.
Yes, I
don't care who you are. I think that's going to go to your head.
Oh, absolutely.
In real life, no one's going to be a Captain America.
Yeah. If you look at any world leader, it's tough to be a world leader. That's why if you're a world leader, you have to surround yourself with a bunch of people who are willing and able to tell you to temper your expectations. You can't just hire yes men. You have to hire this person who's able to say, well, actually, we can't do that because. And you have to be one of those people who can listen, or else you're going to be a bad leader.
Well, and I think that's where you're just kind of proving the point with Homelander, that there's nobody there to tell him any of those things, because it's like, you can't do
that
because why? What? Why can't I do that? Well, because there's bad. I can get away with anything. I can literally do whatever I want, and nobody is powerful enough to stop me. There's nobody on the planet that can stop me.
Yeah, they've raised a monster.
Yeah, absolutely have. And so it's kind of crazy, that whole thing going on. So mm-hmm. We went all over the place, and we even talked about some stuff from The Boys that's coming up soon. Hopefully we'll get to see more of that. We'll stick around. We'll shift gears again. Maybe we'll talk about something more Star Trek-ish before we get to our final segment as Mike and I review Picard. So stick around. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Nerd Show on the Funky Vibes Radio here at 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Oh my gosh. I don't know what you were playing intro there, but that was some funky disco going on right there.
I thought it was because of my shirt.
Probably was.
We were all dancing. In studio.
Well, and I need to correct something, because in the last segment I talked about The Boys and I was talking about season 3 coming up. It's actually season 4 coming up. Season 3 is the one that wrapped with Homelander and his little son there deciding that he is going to, you know, go to the dark side, and he's just going to destroy everything. So, and apparently season 4 is going to jump the shark or do something else even more never seen on TV before again in some of the stuff that I'm reading, and it's just crazy. But
hopefully there were scenes in season three that were over the top.
There
completely
were.
Unnecessary. And while there were some funny parts, some of it was like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Don't need that.
Well, and I think some
you're
of it
you're just doing
was,
that because you're on Prime.
They also did it because it was in the comics, and I think you're talking about the Herogasm episode.
Oh, yeah, Herogasm.
And that was actually in the comics. I mean, that was a part of the arc, and it was a little bit crazy. But
well, I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, I haven't either, but that apparently is very true in that regard. But
and I bet that would probably happen in real life if we had superhumans.
More than likely it would. Also was reading that there's a little bit of stuff talking about Soldier Boy and that he may not be in season four, but he's definitely going to be in an offshoot show that they're doing called Gen V. So I have a feeling it might be like the early days of Vought, and you got Soldier Boy when he first gets created and everything else in that regard. But we're going to see it. So
sweet. And hopefully we can review it.
Yeah, we should be able to.
You want to review Picard?
Well, yeah, we will. Do we need to do it now or do we wait till the last segment?
I don't know. I wasn't sure what we were doing.
I don't know. What do you want to do?
Let's review Picard because I don't want to end the show on a negative.
You know, Mikey, you sent something to me last week right after you watched the show and you said, as far as you're concerned, you are removing Picard from the canon. So I would love for you to unpack that for me.
Well, first, I was hanging out with my family this weekend. My family, they're not as nerdy as me as far as watching a bunch of nerdy stuff, but you know, they're all nerdy. And I was talking to my brother about Picard, and he said, yeah, I'm probably not going to watch this because I don't want it to change my opinion of, you know, the next generation. And I said to him, good idea. Very good idea. Because it will change your opinion of the next generation. It's just, boy, what they, speaking of jumping the shark, it didn't just jump the shark. It went warp speed over the shark. It's just ridiculous. Like what they did with the Borg, how the hell did the Borg Queen just come back? How the hell did she come back? Data snapped her neck. Like her skin was completely like melted away. How did she come back?
I don't know.
Ridiculous. That's a huge freaking plot hole. The writing in this season is so bad. It's so bad. It's just mind-blowingly, I don't know how they could have written themselves into such a corner that they have to pull the Borg out of their butts again.
Hmm.
They just have to do it, and they're like, how can we connect it? I know. Picard doesn't have that illness that he had. Instead, it's the Borg. And that was the only episode of Star Trek that the writer watched. The only episode that he actually watched was The Best of Both Worlds, Parts 1 and 2. He watched that episode, assuming that it's just one episode.
Yeah.
Put that together. One episode. He watched that and he Wikipedia'd the rest of the show. That's how I feel the show was made. By a guy who's not really a fan, who's written some stuff probably in the past, who's an observer of Star Trek. Maybe he watched Voyager and thought what Voyager did was cool. But ridiculous. Not a great ending.
Interesting.
And I don't know how this Borg cube just like shows up. And this is not a regular Borg cube, by the way, guys. This thing is like a Borg cube is almost 2 miles long and wide and stuff. It fits like four Enterprises lengthwise inside it. So the Enterprise is also pretty long. If you watch the fight between the Enterprise and the Borg cube, there's no – that thing fits hundreds of Borg cubes inside it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so dumb. Where did it just happen? Explain it to me, for God's sake. Just have some kind of explanation. Don't just like, and then this happened. And then this happened. Maybe say, Harry Potter came in and he said, Abracadabra, Falushala. And just explain it somehow. Their explanations made no sense. No sense whatsoever. They kind of scienced away the whole magic thing that Jack Crusher had. I understand that. They were able to science that away, but it was stupid. It's just stupid. It's so offensively stupid.
I think the fact that I was not a fanatic of Star Trek, excuse me, early on, and so I didn't see the ending of the Borg battles and to see how the Borg were left decimated and destroyed and then would have as much of an impact on how they were able to come back. I mean, that the whole comment about she was left for dead and she was had to struggle to survive over the last several years.
She was dead. She was dead.
I know.
Is this somehow a different Borg queen who's like, is this like a twin sister in like all my general hospitals?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I still complained last week about the Borg because it was like, we had that at the end of season two, and they literally said that there was a greater threat coming and that they were better aligned than they were as adversaries. And then that all went out the window with a different Borg queen. And I can't believe that it would have been, this Borg queen is the bigger threat. And so the last Borg queen didn't say, oh, by the way, my older sister's come back and she's coming to get you sort of thing. It just, it didn't do well. I thought there were elements that made it feel human. And I liked some of those elements. And
I liked
some
of them, too.
So it worked out well. I liked how, you know, Picard's like, he said he would never go back. And then he did go back to save his son, which kind of speaks to the whole father-son thing. Which
was completely unnecessary. Picard did not need a son.
No. But apparently, he had to kind of talk to his son in order to talk him out of allowing all of the young, you know, members of Starfleet from destroying Earth and everything else around it. So,
gosh, how predictable was that?
Well, and I'm
very predictable.
I still struggle with the fact that they all made it out alive and they find a way to make it work so that everybody survives at the very last moment, but they're able to save all of humanity once again, kind of thing. And then I wasn't sure if I liked it or I hated it that they rechristened the Titan.
I hated
the Enterprise G. It's like, come on.
I hated it.
And then to top it all off, now I did like...
I thought they were going to call it the Picard.
Yeah, I did too.
Which would have been dumb, too.
It would have been. It would have been less dumb. I think it would have made more sense based on what was going on. I did like the fact that we saw Captain Shaw recognize Seven of Nine for how capable she was and how she worked and operated and recommended her promotion to captain.
Yeah, that was great.
So I loved it. Again, I think Captain Shaw was the best character of the entire series.
There was a little dumb thing in that scene where, the admiral's got like this big thing. He's like, "Here's this thing. Why not just press a button?"
I know
you don't need this big thing.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a little too.
The props department's overstepping.
Yeah,
props department needs to watch Star Trek too.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how I felt about the post-credit scene.
Oh, God. The post-credit scene was almost as bad as Guinan.
I feel like, wait, we're going back here again. It almost felt like we've got a great story arc that was a lot of fun that we've done once already. Why don't we just do it again?
Well, first of all, the story arc was not fun. We're talking about season two.
No, I'm talking about the whole early during the Next Generation with Q. I mean, that was a really interesting kind of element to bring into that. But now we're going to just do it again because now it's Q and Picard's
son.
So,
by the way, Q died in season two of Picard.
Yes, he did.
And now he's back.
But he's back, just like the Borg
queen was.
Yeah, he's
back, and he's like, I wish humans would think more linearly. Yeah. I was wondering, is he talking about us who were kind of happy that he died? We're like, wow, this is an amazing ending? Or was he just talking about characters in Picard, because I was so mad.
I imagine you were. Now, I do want to give a shout out because there was a part of the show right at the very end that I absolutely loved, and there's a reason for that. So, back in 2005, 2006, I actually changed careers and I went from working in the private sector to going to work for the public sector. And there was a gentleman by the name of Cameron that gave me a note on my going away party. And this is what it said. There is a tide in the affairs of men, which taken at the flood leads on to fortune. Omitted all the voyage of their life is bound in shallows and in miseries. On such a full seas are we now afloat. That was Picard's toast to all of them at the very end of the episode. And it's from Julius Caesar. And it's a Shakespearean quote stated by Brutus during the play, and I just absolutely loved it. And it's a great kind of sentiment of going, you know, we're on a journey, and our journey now has, you know, all these fortune and opportunities, and we have to take it.
Speaking of which, the original cast, so the cast of Next Generation,
yep,
and the crew of the series wants to continue the adventures of Picard.
Oh.
In a new series, and they want to call it Star Trek Legacy. So is this something that's going to continue?
Maybe.
Is it going to continue, you know, with the Enterprise? Are they going to spin off the Enterprise? They're probably going to spin off Jack. I don't know exactly what they're going to do. I kind of like the idea of seeing the cast reunite again. I just would like it to be written well. Like, not written terribly like it was, written well. You don't have to, like, make it 100% Star Trek-y. You don't have to make it 80s, 90s Star Trek. You just have to make it good.
Fair enough. Stick around. We'll figure out something else to talk about when we get back to this last segment on The Nerd Show. Welcome back to The Nerd Show, and Micah is rocking out in the control room with his song.
Angry Again.
Literally just represents exactly what he's feeling right now. He's Angry Again by Megadeth.
Yeah, why do they have to ruin my childhood?
I don't know. Did you notice that they made reference to Guinan in the last one? They said, you know, we're getting the side eye from Guinan. She's ready for us to leave, and we're drinking all of her booze. And
yeah, we didn't see her. I'm kind of ready for them to leave, too.
I know. You definitely are. So
I'm just glad they didn't ruin her again.
Could they have ruined her anymore, based on what you think?
Probably. I mean, I didn't think they could have made... I didn't think they could have made the Borg so stupid. I mean, I know Voyager did not help, but for the love of God, just...
Yeah.
How did they come...
I don't know.
Never mind.
We don't need to go there. We've already discussed it.
Positive thinking.
I'm guessing that you are not comfortable with giving Picard a Nerd Show stamp of approval.
Stamp of approval.
No! Just been revoked.
By the way, that no comes from the movie where the Borg Queen is debuted and then dies, and then her skin just like melts off, and then Data snaps her neck. So what the hell?
I don't know.
Anyway. In the last four-ish minutes, would you like to talk about something positive?
Well, we've seen some things that are coming out. We are seeing some news that's supposed to be coming out in the, you know, maybe by the time the show airs, about The Witcher Season 3. There were some teaser trailer posters that were dropped. Sweater, we were also talking before the show about the possibility of DC pulling a Marvel in The Flash.
Yeah.
And I don't know what your thoughts on that. Mike, I don't know if you know what we're talking about, but we've heard rumors that we will see Christian Bale as Batman in The Flash. That we've already been confirmed we're going to get Ben Affleck, we're going to get Michael Keaton, that there's a possibility we could see Christian Bale's Batman in The Flash.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, I would be for it as well. I just feel like it's...
Third best Batman.
Wait, didn't we... do this already in like the Marvel universe like 4 years ago, but it,
well, they have to reboot it somehow.
I know. I wish we could find a way to reboot something or to turn a page or move forward in some way that hasn't already been done.
Maybe they can throw a Borg cube in there.
Maybe
just
they could.
Not explain where it came
from.
Yeah,
just say there's a Borg cube and that now we can use the Force and we'll just mix up all of our different things.
And Harry Potter can come in.
And we've got magic.
By the way, you guys know that Harry Potter is coming to HBO Max, which is going to be Max starting next month.
Yes. And I've also heard that they are planning on rebooting the entire Harry Potter series.
Yep. 10 years. So it's going to be a decade long, about more than a year per book, I believe.
I thought they were doing a season per book.
Oh, maybe they're just doing a season per book.
That's what I heard, but if it's different, I don't know.
I had heard it was
such early on in the talks, it's hard to say.
Yeah. This is good news for all you Harry Potter fans out there. I hope they don't ruin it like they did Picard two seasons. But hey, you know, the biggest complaint I've heard about the movies is so much has changed. With a season per book, you have the opportunity to keep things closer to the book.
And that's what they're going for. There's going to be a lot of stuff in the books that will be seen in the series that weren't in the movies.
So are the movie fans going to hate the book?
I think the movie
Are the movie fans going to hate the series?
I personally think I will, but that's mainly a casting thing because you can't bring anyone back. They're going to be new, and nostalgia is strong with a lot of people, and that's going to make it hard to develop the same relationship you already have with these characters that you know as one person and to see it as someone else. That's going to be tough.
That's
going to make it hard to like.
Yeah, that's going to be very difficult for me if they do that with Firefly, which I've heard a lot of things
about.
I
really hope they don't.
Firefly.
Oh, I do too. It's such
like
a great show.
I would like to leave that alone.
Yeah. Let's leave it alone. You did great. You didn't keep going, and that's your fault, but let's let the great things stay
fault.
Great.
Yeah, freaking Fox.
I know.
God.
It was such a
so angry.
Horrible, horrible decision, and we would have just one more thing to talk about from a pop culture perspective, and right now we can just reminisce about
the 14 episodes that were made and the 11 that aired and the movie, which was also really good.
It was, but it was different and did a lot of different things. And, you know, got to love the Ballad of Jane, and I have my Jane head at home. And
I want Vera.
Yeah, I'll be in my bunk.
I call her Vera.
Yeah. Well, that's the end of the Nerd Show today. I feel like that we've kind of covered a lot of ground, but not done anything overly positive today. So
yes, Swader, can you keep it more positive?
Yeah, we'll blame Swader because. But we appreciate you coming in and guest co-hosting with us today. So thank you for jumping in. And Nerdians, you stay nerdy.